Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm just jumping in here before we start quizzing to tell you about a giveaway we're running at the moment. Do you want to win a huge snack box full of delicious things generously donated by Mr. Filbert? Thank you, Mr. Filbert. Along with some quiz-themed presents for a perfect quizzy night in. Check out our Instagram page for what you have to do. Find us at Quiz Chat Repeat. The competition is running until the 9th of April, so get in there quick at Quiz Chat Repeat. On with the quiz. This is Quiz Chat Repeat. Because Britain loves a quiz, and there's a guy called Duncan who hasn't been able to host a pub quiz since March, and he's got loads of questions already written. So in tribute to him, let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to Music Tuesday. Taking it on this week is the lovely comedian, Jen Brister. I called her lovely yesterday. Now I know her, and now I really mean it, Jen.
Oh, that's good, because that would be really awful if you're like, I'm going to have to think of some sort of adjective to describe this woman that isn't bellend.
Jen likes noodle soup. I'm with her. She also loves going anywhere that isn't her house. I mean, that's where we're all at. So it's day two, which means 12 questions, all about music. Let's quiz, Jen. Question number one, what does R and B stand for? The R and the B in R and B.
Rhythm and blues?
Absolutely correct. Nice start. Question number two, what was the title of George Michael's debut solo single?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. I'm going to say, and I think I'm right, I feel confident saying this, and if I'm wrong, this will be embarrassing. I'm going to say Faith.
Incorrect, I'm afraid.
Right.
It's George Michael's your time, right? I mean,
it's totally my time, and it's not right.
It's Careless Whisper. It's Careless Whisper. Unbelievable. Released in 84. I guess Faith was pretty soon after, but... No, you know what? You're right. I would not have thought Faith was second, but okay.
I thought Faith was first. Okay, because Careless Whisper... Anyway, I'll let it go. It's fine.
Okay, question number three. Who was the lead artist on the 2002 single What's Love? Ashanti was also there, but who was the lead artist?
Well, I only know Tina Turner, so I mean...
I can tell you it wasn't Tina Turner.
Sorry, what was Ashanti doing on it?
She sings, and then this other person's there leading
the charge. Are they rapping?
They are rapping.
Flipping heck. I mean, someone's rapping. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Can you name one rapper? I'd like to know
LL Cool J. I feel like he's a bit early for this time. All right, let's say Kanye West.
Okay, fair guess. I'm afraid it's incorrect. The correct answer is Fat Joe.
I mean, I don't even know who this guy is. Who is Fat Joe?
He's all right.
Sorry. He's not, it's embarrassing.
He was quite prolific at one point. He's not working that much anymore. It's fine. Okay, question number four. What electronic instrument, originally called an etherphone, isn't touched when it's played?
These are quite tricky. Well, is it that thing? I think, because I watched one of these music programs that the kids watch on CBeebies, and they had a guy, and he was putting his hands around something, but it wasn't touching it, and it was making a noise.
That's it. That's the thing. I think I've just got told that it's they use electric magnetic fields to make
sound. So he was making sounds by putting his hands around it, but that's not the answer, is it?
I guess so. what is this instrument called? You didn't even know it was an etherphone. Shall I just tell us?
I mean, literally, I've got no idea.
Okay, it's called a theremin. A theremin.
And do me a favour.
Don't worry, it's used in the theme song for Midsummer Murders. So, you know, makes a beautiful song.
That classic track that I've always got on my on my shuffle playlist.
Hey, put Midsummer Murders on. Let's get this party started.
Let's do this. All right, question number five. In what year of the noughties, Jen, did the annual event Record Store Day begin?
I don't know. 2002.
Yeah, you want to give me that?
Yeah, I'll say 2002.
Incorrect. The correct answer is 2007. Every DJ in the land screaming at you now. Question number six. This might be a bit more up your street. Which Britpop band was fronted by Justine Frischmann?
Elastica.
Correct. Now we're cooking.
I mean, I had to get in there quick because I thought I'd second guess myself and say Sleeper or something.
I knew you were going to say Sleeper. That's so weird.
But I know for a fact it's Elastica because I went to see them like three times.
Oh, wicked.
In the late 90s. So yeah, I do remember.
Question number seven. Also in the 90s, which 1994 Prince ballad became his only UK number one single?
In 1994. So this would have been when he wasn't even called Prince. He would have been called
Sign.
Nothing.
Yeah, I guess he would have been Sign by then.
I'm not sure about this one. I don't think I even. I got nothing.
Really? Not even just throw a Prince song at me?
I've got nothing.
Okay.
I can't even think about. I only know his really early stuff, like his like late 80s stuff. I don't really know his 90s stuff.
I know this bit. This is why I knew it. That this is the most beautiful girl in the world. Could you be?
The most beautiful girl in the world. How did that get to number one? That is not his best track by any stretch of the imagination.
But that says it all, isn't it? It's like the sort of silly big pop song became number one.
Oh my God, that is, in fact, that may be one of his worst songs.
Maybe.
It just shows the public don't know.
No.
Nikita, we know this to be true,
well,
right?
Well, quite. Question number eight then. Which UK pop artist created the album cover for the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band?
I don't know.
Oh, do you not?
No, I don't know.
This is know or you don't, I think.
This has been quite an embarrassing round all round.
The correct answer is Peter Blake, the artist that created the album cover for the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band. All right, question number nine. Identify this number one single by Madonna from its opening lyric. Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I want to dance with my baby. This is a tune. I really should stop singing it. I did sing that a little too clearly.
Let the music.
That's the correct answer. It's called Music. Correct answer. I'll take it. Question number 10. Can you name one studio album by Coldplay?
No.
Good for you.
Parachute.
There you go.
Yeah, thank goodness I got something. I mean, it's tragic that it's Coldplay, but I'll take it. Parachutes, yeah.
So Parachutes is the one you knew. It came out in 2000. Rush of Blood to the Head, 2002. 2005, Coldplay gave us X and Y. 2008 was Viva La Vida. Milo Zloto in 2011. Ghost Stories, 2014. A Head Full of Dreams in 2015. And 2019, they gave us Everyday Life. Thank you, Coldplay.
Wow. It's incredible that I only knew one.
Okay, question number 11 for 2 points. Can you name two members of ABBA? There you go.
I mean, I want to say Bjorn.
Correct.
And I want to be able to say... Yeah, but do you want their full names, right?
No, just Bjorn will do.
And then the blonde one I know is... I don't know her last name, but I know her first name is Agnetha.
Agnetha, she's there too. Do you remember the poor other brunettes? What about the brunettes in ABBA?
There's Bjorn, and he's got... Is it his brother?
I don't know.
Well, maybe it's not. I'll stop talking. His brother's got a name and it begins with B. And I want to say... But not Barney. Benny. Boo-boo.
Benny.
Baloo.
Benny is...
It's Baloo. It's the one with the dark hair. Is her name Frieda?
No, it's Annie Fried. So I'll give you that.
Oh.
But the fact that you think it's Bjorn, Annie Fried, Annie and Barney stroke Baloo.
I feel like I'm close. It was Benny. Oh, well, I didn't know that.
Okay, anyway. Crying with laughter. Thank you, Jen. Oh, my final question. For 3 points, can you name 3 of Cher's top 10 solo singles? 3 of those.
Oh, 3 of Cher's top solo singles. This is, it's Believe one of them.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you believe in love after love?
98, number one. Anything else you got? Have you got 2 more?
Yes, If I Could Turn Back Time.
1989 went to number 6. One more, come on. Then it gets a little bit...
What was that? Oh, there's another one.
And she sang it like this, and it was something like, and they had the name Jesse James, and it dressed like Jesse James.
Is that a single or is that, yes. Is that even the name of a song?
Yes, I've got it here. But I'm afraid it wasn't in the top 10. It went to number 11, but it's just like Jesse James.
Oh, right,
I've never
okay.
actually heard it, but I just about
could. Just like Jesse James.
So you could have also had Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves was another. I mean, she said so many. The Shoop Shoop song, if you wanna know.
Yeah, from Mermaids.
What a great film. What a great song.
In his kids.
That went to number 1.
Yes, it went to number 1 for like a million weeks.
1990, yeah. That was a great one. Love and Understanding, 91. Love Can Build a Bridge, 95. Oh, yeah.
I don't think I know that one.
That's for Comic Relief with Chrissy Hynde and Nana Cherry.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Okay, we are at the end. I feel exhausted after.
It's tiring when you've got someone who's so rubbish and around and you having to really prop them up.
No, you were a riot. You're an absolute riot. At the end of that round, I have no idea. What is the score? 8 points. 8.
It's not.
It absolutely is.
I thought I did better yesterday.
I guess it was all that Cher at the end. We're going to talk through these points after the break with Jen.
This is the story of Whitney Houston, of George Michael, of Otis Redding, of Amy Winehouse, of Michael Hutchence, Bob Marley. This is the story of Prince.
It's a new podcast series
about how they died and why we're still talking about them so long after.
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
That feeling.
Just search for Death of a Rockstar on your podcast app
and subscribe now.
So you scored 8 today, which gives you a weekly total of 16 points. Jen, what music is on in the house? Because you've got a house, you've got babies, you're married, I'm just assuming you're married, but partner. So what kind of music is on in the house when you're in this thing we call lockdown?
Well, I'm just listening to quite like a mixture of stuff. Mm. I mean, at the moment, I've been listening to quite a lot of FKA Twigs.
Ooh.
And I've been listening to... Fred again, and also Salt. I've been really into this album, Salt. I can't remember what the name of the album is. But
it's wonderful, isn't it?
I've been listening to a lot of Marvin Gaye because he's really good for my soul. Mm. And I've been listening to a lot of Aretha Franklin. Mm. And I've been listening to quite a lot of neoclassical, like Erland Cooper and Luke Howard and stuff like that.
I love that.
So stuff that makes me feel good.
And it really sounds like music is properly like the backbone of the house, like proper music on in different rooms all the time.
Yeah, all the time. All the time you've got music on in the house. And which is why it's absolutely appalling that I could barely answer a question in this particular round.
No, but you did great. 8 points. So that was Quiz Chat Repeat. You can follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But here's a connector question for you at home, your second one of the week. The clue is the instrumental group known for being Cliff Richard's backing band. The instrumental group known for being Cliff Richard's backing band. Join us again tomorrow for TV and Film Wednesday and your third connector clue.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.